These are, I'm pleased to be able to say, rare incidents. This isn't common practice across Warwickshire. So when we received this call, we reviewed the initial circumstances and immediately deployed firearm officers as well as local policing officers to the scene. The initial reaction from the officers is obviously to try and understand exactly what is going on, who is involved in the incident, and very quickly put a safe containment on that location and started to evacuate people that were caught up in this incident. There were lots of people out and about enjoying the Sunday. There were lots of families, not only from the local community, but also further afield, people that were visiting Warwickshire to enjoy the school holidays. I was really impressed in terms of the response from the local community. As I said earlier, a big thank you to all the members of the public who were caught up in this incident for their calmness, their cooperation and their support on the day. Clearly it was a challenging incident for the police and the emergency services, but equally challenging for the members of the public involved. So I'm very grateful for the support that we had from everybody on that day. The decision was taken to storm the building on the basis of a belief that Mr. Clark's actions were now going to lead to an immediate threat to the lives of the two hostages. And on that basis, the firearm officers involved took the decision to storm the building, and I'm really pleased to be able to say clearly that no shots were fired, and as a result of their actions this incident was brought to a very safe conclusion, and nobody was physically harmed. This incident was being streamed out on most media channels at the time, so clearly Warwickshire Police was under the spotlight at that time. There were many witnesses who were clearly giving their accounts to local media, and we can absolutely understand the level of interest that this incident attracted, which is why I am extremely proud of the officers and the staff and the wider emergency services, as well as the local community. I mean, we had fantastic examples of our local community, particularly Nuneaton community, pulling together. There are examples of local businesses providing their businesses as refuge for people caught up, and also local taxi firms and local bus companies putting on free lifts to get people home safely. So I think it was the response, not only from the emergency services but also the local community, was first class. The impact of this incident and the actions of Mr. Clark have had a profound effect on the two hostages. Whilst I can't obviously go into the details of those two individuals, I think it's fair to say that it's going to take a very long time for them to fully recover. I think today's guilty plea is testament to the officers and staff involved in the investigation, who have worked around the clock in order to make sure that the best evidence available could be brought here and presented at court today. He was arrested clearly at the scene of the incident, and he was charged and remanded into police custody very, very soon after that. So I think today's guilty plea is testament to the officers involved.